விதி காணும் உடம்பை விடா வினையேன், கதி காண மலர்கழல் என்றருள்வாய். மதிவாள் நுதல் வள்ளியை அல்லது பின் துதியா விரதா சுரபூபதியே. அபூர்வா, டுடேஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் டச்சஸ் ஆன் அ வெரி டீப் ட்ரூத். வி ஸ்பெண்ட் சோ மச் ஆஃப் அவர் டைம் மெயின்டைனிங் அவர் ஃபிசிக்கல் பாடிஸ், டோன்ட் வி? அருணகிரிநாதர் ஹாஸ் சம்திங் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டிங் டு சே அபவுட் தட்.
True, Vedant. We go to the gym, follow diets, and use skincare just to look good. Is he saying we shouldn't care about the body?
Not exactly. He is talking about the obsession with the body. He says, "Vidhikanum udambai vida vinayen." He refers to himself as a sinner who is tightly holding on to this body created by fate, a body that is destined to decay and disappear one day.
I see. So he's asking, when will I find a better way, gati, beyond just this physical existence?
Exactly. He asks, when will you grant me the grace to see your flower-like feet, malar kalal, so I can find salvation? And then he describes a beautiful vow that Muruga takes. Madivan nudal valliyai alladupin tudiya virada.
What does that mean? Does God have a vow too?
Yes, he describes Valli as having a forehead as radiant as the moon, Madi. He says Muruga has a vow, Viradam, that he will not praise or look at anyone else but Valli.
That's so romantic and powerful. The supreme lord of the heavens, Surabhupati, is so committed to his devotee Valli that he won't even look elsewhere.
Right? Arunagirinathar is saying, O Lord, who is so loyal and firm in your love for Valli, please grant me that same firmness in my devotion to you. Help me let go of my obsession with this temporary body and focus on your eternal grace. Okay, takeaway. Number one, beyond biology, we are more than just a physical body created by fate. While we must maintain the body, we shouldn't get so attached to it that we forget our spiritual destination. Number two, the power of commitment. Muruga's vow to Valli symbolizes the intense one-pointed focus a devotee should have towards God. True devotion is a viradam, a sacred commitment.
Got it, Vedant. Next time I'm standing in front of the mirror, I'll remind myself that there's a divine grace beyond just this reflection.
That realization itself will make you glow more than any skincare. See you tomorrow for verse 37.